Three Crooked Kings, written by Matthew Condon and read by David Tredinnick. By the time her children peered through the bedroom door and discovered her body, she'd been dead for several hours. Her petite corpse, dressed in a summer nightie, was propped up against some pillows in the narrow bed of the spare room. Her hand was raised in a claw. Her face, partially lit by the morning light through frosted louvers, was fixed in a grimace. The dead woman's small son fled to his father in the back bedroom of the flat in Bonnie Avenue, Clayfield, in Brisbane's inner northeast. The eldest daughter, who had also come to the bedroom doorway, stopped and stared in shock, then ran to the phone and called the ambulance. It was about 8:15 a.m. on Saturday, the 4th of March, 1972. In the bed in that cramped, airless room was the late Shirley Margaret Briffman, 35, former prostitute and brothel madam, and informant and lover to senior corrupt police in Queensland and New South Wales. The year before, she had blown the whistle on the bent coppers she had been paying off for over a decade, agreeing to a live national television interview and effectively signing her own death warrant. In less than 5 weeks, she was due to appear as the chief witness against a senior Queensland detective in a perjury case. She knew it was coming, and that she had to die. She knew too much, and had said too much. Briffman had been given an ultimatum by the former cop she'd once called her close friends. Either commit suicide, or we'll kill your children. Briffman had overdosed many times in the past, but against all odds, she had continued to survive. Only hours before her kids found the body in a state of rigor mortis, Briffman received a visitor to the flat in Bonnie Avenue. She knew someone was coming to deliver her a cocktail of drugs that would finally do the job properly. Briffman and the visitor talked quietly in the foyer of the first floor flat. Then she was handed a small amber jar of lethal drugs. The visitor left around midnight. So Shirley Briffman, crying and shaking with fright, swallowed the contents of the jar, stuffed it under the mattress in the spare room, reclined on a bank of pillows in the dark, and saved her children. Later that chaotic Saturday, when the police and ambulance officers and coroner's officials had left the scene, the shock of her mother's sudden death finally hit Shirley's eldest daughter. Mary Ann Briffman, just 15 years old, issued a scream of grief so loud it disturbed the elderly neighbours in the house out the back. Shirley Margaret Briffman would be buried in an expensive casket in her hometown of Atherton in far north Queensland. There would be no inquest into her death. Her official suicide file would vanish into police headquarters archives. But her death and her name would continue to haunt those men who destroyed her.